Hey, hey, you're listening to Stop the Scroll, a social media marketing podcast, and I'm your host, Heidi Schmidt. I'm a social media strategist and agency owner with over 15 years of marketing experiences helping businesses grow online. We'll be diving into what you need to know so that you can show up confidently online without the overwhelm. Get your notebook ready to jot down some amazing marketing gems and let's dive into it. Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Stop the Scroll podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Schmidt, a social media strategist and agency owner, and I am so excited about today's topic. I actually did a blog on this earlier this year, and in the nature of my favorite thing to talk about, repurposing your content, I decided that I was going to kind of address this. Mainly because I keep getting emails from all of these like social media management platforms like Planoly and Buffer, and they're all like how to create more relatable content. And I'm going to talk about that today, like how do you actually show up authentically that is in line with your brand, but also like what should we not be doing on social media? This is 2024. We've had social media for the better part of two decades. Honestly, like I've legit been on Facebook for like two decades as of April, shortly after my birthday, which was April 12th. So I've seen the evolution of social media. And so I kind of just want to talk about, you know, we all have these bad social media habits, right? We all do these things that we shouldn't be doing. So I have a list of things that I always, bad habits to break. So we're just going to dive right in. First of all, and this was a topic that came up in a masterclass that I'm in, stop following your friends and your family and your frenemies on your business account. And I did this. I did this recently. I stopped following old friends that I had been following for the past 4 years on my business account. And a former old frenemy of mine, I stopped following her. Like, get rid of those people who are not your ideal clients. If you do not do business with them or you do not want to do business with them, stop following them. Like, they're just clogging up your feed, honestly. So engaging content, you know, with your college roommate. And I will say I do have a couple of college friends on my business account that I do engage with regularly. However, they are in marketing. So there's that. But engaging content, sending food reels to your husband, it's not doing anything to get you in front of your ideal client or customer. Let's just throw that out there, okay? So stop doing it. Stop following your friends. Stop following your family. Like, keep a personal account. I have two accounts. One's personal, one's for business. My personal account, I don't post as much on there just because I don't have time. And like, I barely have enough time to post for myself. Let's be honest. It's funny because I was reading a story from someone that I follow that I absolutely love. And I mentioned her recently and she was talking about glass balls and plastic balls. And last week or 2 weeks ago, by the time this airs, was a really hard week. We put my elder cat down. She crossed the rainbow bridge and there was a bunch of balls that just got dropped. We decided on Tuesday night that we were going to put her down on Friday because my son didn't want to be there. And it was hard. But to that extent, We're healing. But that being said, you know, thinking about personal accounts versus business accounts, be consistent. Like, stop not posting inconsistently. And for me, like, I try to consistently post 2 to 3 times a week. Some weeks it's more, some weeks it's a little less. But even last week when, you know, I was going through this hard thing with my cat, like, I posted twice. I didn't post any reels, but I posted twice. Showed up. So if you want to grow, you just got to show up consistently and you got to show up authentically. And whether that's one day a week or whether that's 7 days a week, like, stick with it. And for my clients, I say 3 to 5 times a week. That's what we are contract. Most of my clients, we try to show up 4 times a week. Sometimes, again, balls get dropped, but we're not curing cancer here. I love my clients. Some of them are better at approving content than others in a timely manner, but be consistent. So if you're not being consistent, like, that's where you need to start. That is the first bad habit that you need to break. Show up consistently. So those are two separate bad habits. You know, stop following your friends, your family, on your business account, and then show up consistently. Next, stop posting and ghosting. Engagement is a two-way street. people go to social media to be social. They go to social media because they want to find whether they're looking to connect with brands or content creators. Like, they're going there for that connection. And it doesn't even take that much. When we think about engagement, or when I talk to my team about engagement, I'm talking like 10 to 15 minutes a day. And maybe that's 5 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night. Like, I tend to do my engagement at night when I'm watching the news, or likely lying in bed. And I do that for my client accounts also. Like, I will just scroll through. Okay, I'm just going to spend 5 minutes here. But over-engaging can also be just as detrimental to your algorithm, because then you start to look a little spammy, right? No one wants to be spammy. So be mindful of how you're showing up, and if you're showing up at all. Like, are you engaging with other creators? Are you engaging with the people in your network who might be your ideal client? Like, I try to do that at least once every day. And that's how you build those relationships that are going to turn into the clients that you want to work with. So be mindful about posting and ghosting. Just stop doing it. Stop just posting it. Like, you can schedule your content, but make sure that you're going in and actually engaging. Next, stop falling into the comparison trap. Like, we all get there. We all get there. And this kind of goes back to stop following your friends, your frenemies, your family, like old coworkers on your business account. Like, stop comparing yourself to other people. You can follow your competitors, but if they trigger you to make you feel less than, to make you feel like you're not good enough on social media, then just don't. Unfollow them. No one who makes you feel bad about how you show up on social media is worth any ounce of your time. Whether you feel bad about how you're showing up or about what you're posting, oh, it's not as good, I didn't get as many likes, or whatever it is, just stop following them. Don't compare yourself. You are in a different place than the person across the street from you. You don't know where someone else is in their business journey. So comparing yourself to wherever they might be could be comparing apples to oranges. So think about that when you're comparing yourself to whether it's your competitor 10 states away or whoever it is. Just be mindful that, hey, if they live in a different area, they might have more competition. They might have to show up more frequently and all of those kind of things. So you can't compare your social media journey to someone else's. Next, and I'm guilty of this. I'm so guilty of this. Stop overthinking your content and just post it. Just post the dang thing. Just post it. How many drafts do you have in your reels? I'll tell you, I have at least 5. And because I'm going to practice what I preach, I am going to just post the first reel that I have in my drafts. I'm going to post it tomorrow. Tomorrow, April 30th, by the way. I'm recording this on the 29th. What are you waiting for? What are you holding onto your drafts for? What's the purpose of hanging on to those drafts that maybe you were like, oh, I just need to find the right music, or I need to create the right caption, or whatever it is that's holding you back from posting the dang thing? Like, just post it. Show up messy. And fun fact, that's been a trend lately to show the behind the scenes. There was that whole, you know, social media as a filter trend that's been going on for the past month, which is great. And I'm going to talk about that after I get through this little list that I got here. But stop overthinking your content. See also the comparison trap. If you keep your drafts only in draft form, no one sees them. They're not going to get you anywhere, those drafts, right? How are you going to know if they were a hit or if they were a flop, or what are you afraid of by not posting them? And by not showing up because you're overthinking how you look, whether or not you have enough makeup on, whether your hair is right, whether your outfit's right. Oh my God, this makes me look fat. You know, like all of those things that hold us back from showing up authentically on social media, like they're not serving you. They're not building your brand awareness by growing your audience. They're not building up your community, your engaged community. They're not building that engaged community. This is true not only of, when I say overthinking your content, it's not only true on social media, it's also your long form content. I can't tell you how many blog drafts I have on my website right now that I'm just like, I just need to like add the links. Like, I don't know what I'm waiting for. When you think about also the email that you're hanging on to or whatever it is, Like, if you're working with an outsourced social media person, like, what are your edits? What edits are you giving? Is it productive? Is it really going to move the needle? Is it really something that's a huge difference maker? I don't know. I don't see that often. Our clients don't give us a huge amount of edits. Sometimes it's a couple things, and they're usually not major. So, but yeah, just stop overthinking your content. Stop using stocky photos. I'm just going to throw that right out there. Stock photos have their place. They do not necessarily have a place on social media. And I really, really try for 90% of my clients to not use super stocky photos because they don't do anything. They don't garner a lot of engagement. I know that they don't perform well. So I tell my team, like, if it's something where we could just add text to a photo versus using a stock photo, let's add text to the photo because chances are it's going to perform better. We can make it a little bit more compelling. We can add lines. We can even animate it. Like, there are things that you can do with text-only images. So, like, if it comes down to, okay, we're going to use a stock photo or we're going to use a text graphic, use the text graphic every time, every time. And there are templates out there that can even, like, zhuzh it up for you, you know? So, that being said, for a long time, I've loved being behind the camera, and now I'm kind of getting more comfortable being in front of the camera. And I think as whether we're a solopreneur, whether we're trying to be a content creator, whoever we are, get comfortable in front of the camera and get comfortable with not looking perfect. When we talk about showing up authentically, that means showing the imperfect, showing the makeup-free face, showing the behind the scenes, showing the messy desk, like, holy crap, my desk is a disaster right now. And it's been driving me crazy for like a week and a half. And I haven't had the brain capacity to do anything about it. So if you're short on photos, confession time. For a long time, probably since I started my business back in 2020, a lot of my photos were only selfies. Occasionally, I would get my husband to take a picture or two, but it was October of this past year that I finally scheduled a brand photo shoot for myself. And holy Schmidt, what a difference that made. So if you are struggling with the photos, that's your holdup with showing up online, one, find yourself a photographer. If you need a recommendation, if you're in the greater Central Maryland, Annapolis area, I've got a few great recommendations for you. Send me a message. Schedule a photography session because you're going to make yourself up. You're going to look beautiful. And it's just going to make a big difference to the confidence with which you exude even online. I will tell you, like, it makes a world of difference. Scroll down my Instagram feed from 2020 until now. And wow, what a difference. Like, it just makes you feel a little bit more professional. So get rid of the stock photos. There are websites that have quote-unquote stock photos that don't look like stock photos, and I'm happy to link those in the show notes. Finally, well, no, I've got two more. I've got two more here. Got two more. Stop selling. Like, legit, like, yes, we all want to sell our services and our programs and our digital products, whatever it is that we're selling, but please, please, please stop selling. And there is a few cleaning companies in my area that are just always selling, and I have unfollowed them. I thought at one point in time that a couple of them were prospects, probably way back when in like 2020, but I stopped following them because their content was just all salesy. And yes, if you're a retail company, like, you're gonna be salesy, you want to push your products out, right? But also, there is a way to do it, and you see it with these bigger brands, you know, like Target, for instance. Their social media, like, they are not selling products. They are selling a lifestyle. They are selling an aesthetic. They are selling lines, like the Magnolia line. When they push out the Magnolia line on their social media, they are selling not just products, but they're selling an aesthetic that they know that their users want, right? So even if you're a retail company, and a friend of mine does this really well with her boutique, she's selling an aesthetic that makes you want to feel more put together, more stylish. She's not just selling clothes, like, you are selling emotions. So rethink your content that way. Obviously, you're going to have your calls to action. And I've talked before about how not every call to action has to drive you to a link, to drive you to a consultation. Sometimes it's just visit my website to learn more, or hey, drop an emoji if you agree, you know, to kind of get that engagement. So think about that. You have to rethink how you're selling on social media, because ultimately people don't go to social media to be sold to. They go to social media for connection. They go to social media to be a part of a community. You want to sell? Run some ads. Run some ads. Once you connect authentically with your audience, the sales are going to come. People are going to connect with you, and they're going to realize that they need you. Kind of moving back to that, showing up authentically. You know, how do you show up authentically online? And this is kind of bringing all of these bad habits back together. Don't be afraid to share the hard. Don't be afraid to share the ugly. When we talk about social media, the highlight reel, this kind of trend that's been going on, I heard recently on a podcast that being a highlight reel is a choice. And it is. And I think the brands that I love the most, the people that I do business with, like my business coach, like she does a great job of when she shows up authentically, like I know that it's from her heart. And I also know this because I do her social media. So I encourage all my clients, like if you have something to say, don't be afraid to post it when it's top of mind, because guarantee that authentic post from you is going to perform better. It's just a matter of fact. Social media gets a lot of flack for just being a highlight reel, but that's a choice of ours. You know, if we choose only to share our wins, then we're kind of giving this illusion that things are always easy. And as business owners, we know that things are not always easy. And I should have posted last week about my cat, and I meant to. I couldn't even put that together. But here's me sharing, you know, my behind the scenes and my lack of highlight reel. And I will post that this week because it's a thing, you know, like when we share only the good stuff, we're giving this illusion that we always have it put together. And for someone who might be looking at us like, oh, I want to do what they're doing, you're not sharing the real. You're not sharing the ugly and the hard and all of the hard things that it takes to run a business. Whatever type of business you are, like guarantee it's hard. Like, hey, mortgage lenders, I see you out there. Like, it's a tough time for y'all, right? So share the hard. Don't be afraid to share the hard. Build your community. Build your community. Like if that's in a Facebook group, or if that's on your Facebook page, or if that's on your Instagram page, like whatever that is, build that community. You know, Adam Mosseri, the CEO of Instagram, recently said that the number of followers that you have don't actually equal the quality of your account. Quality really comes from those engaged followers, right? If you have 10,000 followers, but your like sales are not equivalent to that, how is that an engaging audience? How are you engaging them? Are you just posting and ghosting? Are they not engaged with you at all? You only need one person to make a sale. You only need one follower. One follower is all that you need to make a sale. Focus on building that community. Focus on building that engagement. And the rest will follow, right? Also, my final point here is diversify your content formats. So I talk a lot about how social media is rented space, right? We don't control how, when, or how much our audience sees us. If you only focus on Instagram or Facebook and they shut down tomorrow, like you're SOL. Like, how are you going to build your email list? How do you build that audience? You have to rebuild that audience. You can have 10,000 followers and Instagram goes away and like, where are they? Are they on your email list? I certainly hope so. So diversify your content formats. If you don't have a long form content method that you are publishing on, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a YouTube channel, whether it's a blog, whatever it is, make sure that you are incorporating that long form content into your marketing strategy. And not just because it gives you something really great to repurpose, but there is a segment, I guarantee, of your prospects, of your customer base, of your audience who is not on social media, who might be like, Facebook is trash and I don't want anything to do with it. They might just always look for your emails. There are plenty of content creators that I follow them on social media, but they don't show up regularly on my feed, but I open every single email that they send. So how are you diversifying your content formats? if you're just posting on social media, guarantee you 80% of your audience is probably not seeing, they're not seeing your stuff. Like, flat out, you are not top of mind for them. You're not staying top of mind for them. So you need to find other ways to get in front of them, because otherwise you're just missing out. So diversify your content format. Figure out what that looks like for you, whether it's email, whether it's blog, ideally both. Personally, content marketer here, I like both. And then finally, I'm going to end it with embrace the imperfect. If you choose to have your social media only be a highlight reel, then that's all it's going to be. And in some ways, only showing that highlight reel makes you so unrelatable. If you're only sharing the good, you're not sharing the bad, you're not sharing the ugly. Like, people don't relate to that. And they don't only want to see the good things. They want to make sure that we're human. Because as people who are on social media, ultimately, like I said, we want to build that connection. We want to have community. We want those connections with the people that we want to do business with. We want connections with our friends, with our family, with our followers, all of the connections. That's what we're looking for on social media. That's what I've been doing on Facebook since 2004, you know, trying to connect with all of the people that I was stalking in college. Kidding, kind of. It really just made me laugh. But honestly, that's why Facebook was founded. Let's be honest. Mark Zuckerberg wanted to stalk his ex-girlfriend who went to BU while he was at Harvard. And so him and his friends created this social network. Fun fact. So embrace the imperfect, show the ugly, show up consistently, and build that following that is engaged with you. Who cares if you have 500, 5,000, or 5 million followers? If they're not engaged, you got nothing. So those are my bad habits to break and how to show up authentically. And we'll dive more into the showing up authentically again in the future. But go ahead and follow the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at Heidi Schmidt Creative. Tell me what you thought. Connect with me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, all the places. And be sure to leave a review if you love the podcast. I'm always looking for feedback if there's something that you want to learn about. Thank you so, so much for listening. I am so excited to be doing this, and tune in next week for another amazing episode of Stop the Scroll, where you're going to learn all of the fun things for how to show up authentically and consistently and win at social media and content marketing. That's all for now. I'll talk to you guys next week.